Azim Rafiq, we're stood at Headingley. There's a big trip for you tomorrow, going to South Africa Champions League. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, can't wait, obviously. Very exciting time for the club, for all the players involved and all the supporters. So, I mean, no, I don't know what to say, really. I'm really excited and hopefully we can go out there and do ourselves justice.
Usually this time of the year, October, is a time for you to kick back, put your feet up, rest after a busy season, but it's going to be a different experience.
Yeah, it's been pretty weird, to be honest. I mean, thought, oh, after the 6 games, just going to chill out, do nothing, and then obviously get not just this, the getting involved in the England Performance Programme as well. So it's just meant, like, obviously, it's felt like even more like June time, the hectic time of the season. The last couple of weeks have been quite full on, so it's been fun getting out there, getting 3 good sessions in, and everyone's in good spirits and just can't wait to get out there.
I was going to ask you about the England Performance Programme, because things have gone really well for you this summer, haven't they? Everything's kind of like moved in the right direction, and being recognised by England's another feather in your cap.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously very surprised and delighted to get involved in that. Obviously, ambition is to go out and play international cricket, but no, delighted with how the season's gone here, not just personally, but more as a team. Obviously, to get into the first division and to get to the 2020 finals day and have the year that we've had. No, I'm just really delighted and proud of everyone in that squad, not just the 11 lads who've played or the 14 lads who've played. The lads are pushing us from the second team. Obviously, I came in the side from the second team, so I know it's important that everyone's ready and going in the same direction, because you never know, you need lads to come out of the second team to win a couple of games, and that's what we've managed to do.
As you head to South Africa, there's two games, two important games at the start, two qualifying games, which could see you go into the main draw. What do you know about Yuvar next and Trinidad and Tobago?
Obviously, seen the squads, but not too much, to be honest. We've not really concentrated on the opposition the whole year, so we're not going to try and do that, not going to try and change anything. We know what we've done is work for us this year very well, and hopefully that will keep us in good stead when we get out there.
And if you qualify, you're going to be facing your old mate Mitchell Starc, ringing for Sydney Sixers. The Mumbai Indians are some big names, aren't they?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, I've seen the squads. There is some massive names. Obviously, playing against Starc, it'll be good fun. He won't be getting many wickets against us, hopefully, but it'll be good fun. Hopefully we can put the hard yards in, and I'm pretty confident that we can get through the group stages, even with the players missing, because it gives opportunities to other lads who have obviously not had the chance that they felt that they might have deserved during the season, but because of the team doing well, they couldn't get in. But now is their chance, and hopefully we can come back with two or three stars that we weren't really talking about.